earlier yesterday afternoon in one of my classes at the high school, I proposed the question, and we had a discussion about this topic. How do I resist evil in my life? How do I resist evil in my life? So we went around and talked about it a bit. Towards the end of the discussion, I showed a brief video where some filmmakers went out and asked that same question to people on the streets. How do you resist evil in your life? How does the world resist evil? And one young lady, I don't know where they find these people, but they find them because they exist. One lady said, I don't believe evil exists. I think this is a construct of our imagination. I think it's something we've just made up to help assess things. A couple hours after I watched that video, 8 gunmen opened up fire in Paris, and over 120 people were dead. I'd like to go back to that young lady and say, what do you call that? That's a construct of your imagination? Or is that evil? And the answer is, that's evil. And anybody who thinks clearly about reality knows that that's evil. Now the question is, what do you and I do with stuff like that? How do we respond? We respond in the way God responds. We try to think in the way God thinks. At the beginning of this gospel this morning, Jesus said, pray without ceasing, even if you become weary. I think one of the main obstacles in our own growth and holiness, and our own growth in relationship with God, is we do in fact become weary. Because of maybe evil that does exist in the world, maybe our own weakness, maybe a whole other host of things, but we become weary in our desire to pray. But I think if we readjust two things, keep these two things in mind, it can help. And it's based in Scripture, it's based in St. Paul. St. Paul says two things. We have to change the way we think and the way we act. He says this, put on the mind of Christ. To try to think like God thinks. So when we read the newspaper this morning about this thing that happened in Paris, what is God's perspective on that? How would Christ respond? How does Christ think about this? And the way we can protect our own hearts from becoming discouraged is try to say, Jesus, I want to think like you think. I want to assess like you assess. I want to put on your mind. And the second thing St. Paul says that might be able to help is this. How do you overcome evil in the world? He says in Romans, overcome evil with the power of good. That evil is not overcome by chance. Evil is overcome by good. And nothing can take away our ability to do good. Let's be committed to doing good, because it is only doing good that can have any influence at removing evil from our lives.